if you switch their diets, their genetic material actually changes. They literally switch into each other. This makes microform pleomorphism even more profound than the change of a caterpillar into a butterfly. And all the more fantastic because it can happen quite rapidly, sometimes in a matter of seconds. Remember, the body cannot convert chunks of food into stem cells and then blood cells. Food must be in the liquefied state called chyme to be able to fall into the crypts of the intestinal villi and then be transformed into stem cells, erythroblasts, and erythrocytes. If you look at the cell membrane, it's basically a double-layered fatty envelope. Think of it as like a sandwich. The bread is mainly the seriously important omega-3 fatty acids, eicosapentaenoic and eicosahexaenoic acids, EPA and DHA. The meat of the sandwich is phosphatidylcholine. But as we age, this meat layer shrinks. This involves multiple processes: methylation, glucuronidation, glutathione conjugation, isolation, and amino acid conjugation. Methylation specifically detoxifies estrogen, catecholamines, kind of neurotransmitter, histamine, some heavy metals, and some medicines.